Hello, everyone. This is Rev Paul with Miracles One, and welcome to another episode of Insights on A Course in Miracles. Over the past week, we've been working on lessons 31 through 37. And again, Jesus continues to help us to let go of the world that we think that we're seeing and experiencing. And now he wants us to let go of being a victim of the world that we see, which he starts off here in lesson 31 and in lesson 32. Lesson 31 is, I am not the victim of the world I see. And lesson 32 is, I have invented the world I see. So in that first lesson, he says, this idea is the introduction to your declaration of release. And then in the lesson 32, he says, we're continuing to develop the theme of cause and effect. You are not the victim of the world you see because you invented it. So one of the things that we don't really realize is going on is that everything that we see and experience within the world, we're actually manifesting that in an unconscious level. But we don't realize that that's going on. We don't realize who we really are as very holy, powerful, spiritual, creative beings. And we have amnesia from that temporarily, thank God. And so he's helping us to let go of this belief that things happen to us within the world, because that's not really a truth. In fact, we are creating it. We're making it happen. And then we're declaring ourselves victims when we don't like the way things go. And here's something else that's interesting in lesson 32. He says that you can give it up as easily as you made it up. You will see it or not see it as you wish. While you want it, you will see it. When you no longer want it, it will not be there for you to see. And again, there's a lot of emphasis around this idea of seeing. We're used to seeing through the body's eyes, and Jesus has already shared with us many times that seeing through the body's eyes is not really seeing. And then there's this other type of seeing that he's introducing us to and getting us used to thinking about, which is vision. He refers to it as seeing or as vision and true vision. And he used some other terms, but there's a lot of emphasis about seeing with a different mind. So the body sees with the body's mind, which is not really seeing. It's only seeing an illusion all around us. And then there's this other kind of seeing that he's been introducing us to, and it's seeing with the mind of God, because there's a part of us inside of us, a spiritual part of us, that has a connection with the spiritual mind of God. And we're blocking that out unconsciously. We've been doing that all of our lives, but now we're going through this awakening process, and we're learning through these lessons to kind of step back and kind of question, what have we been seeing and experiencing, and to begin to let go of that unconscious projection that we are so focused on with all these things around us. And as we begin to detach our minds from focusing on all of that stuff outside of us, we begin to open up and allow opportunities for this spiritual mind of God to kind of come through and show us a different type of seeing, which is using our spiritual sight, the spiritual sight that we have with God. And that can kind of come through. So let's take a look at lesson 33. He says, there is another way of looking at the world. Today's idea is an attempt to recognize that you can shift your perception of the world in both its outer and inner aspects. So remember, the ego part of the mind and the brain is creating an inner world too, right? That's not real. When you're dreaming at nighttime, that is still the projection of an illusion going on. We're kind of seeing that with the inner part of the seeing of the body's eyes in a sense, and then we're seeing, you know, outside of us. And but what he's kind of indicating here is that we want to learn how to see and look at the world in a different way. And now we have to learn how to allow the mind of God to kind of come forward and to show us a holy sight. So there's a shift in perception. There's a shift in focusing on the ego world. And then there's this holy perception that can come through and we can experience it and we can perceive light. You know, he already mentioned that there's light inside of things. There's light that can kind of radiate around things. And so he's helping us to learn how to shift and open up to this other experience of perception. In lesson 34, he says, I could see peace instead of this. The idea for today begins to describe the conditions that prevail in the other way of seeing. Peace of mind is clearly an internal matter. It must begin with your own thoughts and then extend outward. There's a projection that's kind of going on. It is from your peace of mind that a peaceful perception of the world arises. So that's why we want to detach, learn how to detach and stop having things kind of trigger us with fear, anxiety, worry, you know, all these kind of things, because they keep us engaged in the false reality around us. But when we begin to let go and we start to feel more peaceful inside, then the peace of God can rise up inside of us and kind of come through and begin to show us a peaceful vision of the world. And notice that he uses the word see in this. I can see the peace of God, the peace. I can see peace instead of this. He didn't say feel, okay? That's an important distinction because he's leading us towards the experience of vision. We're learning how to open up to the holy envision inside of us, all right? So when you start having experiences, allowing peace to rise up inside of you because you've detached from the world outside of you, you're going to begin to have experiences of perceiving an inner light with your spiritual sight. And you also can perceive light out there if you don't get too distracted with the outside world. And one of the things that happens when you begin to perceive your inner light, when I experience it, it is a white light. There's something else that comes along with it, and it is a feeling of peace. So when I perceive it, when it flashes for a moment within my mind illuminates with white light. I also at the same time feel peace and love and joy arise in me at the same time. They go together, all right? But he's helping. So if we can learn how to see, we're automatically going to experience the other things internally at the same time, okay? That's an important thing to keep in mind. In lesson 35, my mind is part of God's, I am very holy. Again, he talks about today's idea is not to describe the way you see yourself now with the body's eyes. It does, however, describe what vision will show you. It is difficult for anyone who thinks he is in the world to believe this of himself. So it's difficult because many of us, especially those of us that are first-time course students, we haven't experienced perceiving the light yet. So we don't know what he's talking about. Or maybe we did in our childhood, or we had some, you know, random experiences, but they didn't continue. We didn't kind of connect two and two together, right? A little bit more in lesson 35, you will believe that you are part of where you think you are. That is because you surround yourself with the environment you want. And you want to protect the image of yourself that you have made. So this body, we have made it. We've made this image of a body, and the image is part of this false environment. What you see while you are while you believe you are in it, is seen through the eyes of the image. So the body is the image, and we're seeing through the eyes of the image. And he says, this is not vision. Images cannot see. All right. Yesterday, when I was working with this lesson, last night I was in meditation and I had an experience and my eyes were closed. And all of a sudden, the light flashed and illuminated within my mind. And that in that moment, you're starting to make a connection with the other part of the mind that is the spiritual mind of God. All right. My mind is part of God's. I am very holy. And when you have that experience, this holiness is coming out and it's starting to bless not only you, because you can feel the blessing in the peace and the joy that arises within you. By the way, there's also instant healings that happen that goes along with this. One of them is the if you're feeling really fatigued or tired, like I was last night, it heals that kind of stuff. Because after I had this really bright flash of light, I couldn't fall asleep for a while because it kind of healed the need for sleep. So it's kind of an interesting experience. It takes a little getting used to, because a few minutes before that, you're really, I'm kind of doing my meditation before I go to sleep at night, and I was feeling pretty tired, is ready to, have a good night's rest. And then I have experienced this light and it kind of heals me a little bit. And then I had insomnia because I just felt well rested and I was like wide awake again. It's like kind of neat, but it throws you off a little bit the first few times that happens. Actually, never mind. I'm getting off on a tangent now. So what else here? My holiness blesses the world. That's lesson 37. This idea contains the first glimmerings of your true function in the world, or why you are here. Your purpose is to see the world through your own holiness. So when we allow this holiness to rise up inside of us and we begin to see it, when we make that, allow that connection with the mind of God to come through, we will experience it, we will perceive it, we will feel it. But at the same time that it's blessing us, it's also blessing the world out there all around us at the same time and everyone else with us. So that's the direction we're moving in here. Thank you very much for joining with me this week. Keep practicing those lessons. I guarantee you they're going to pay off for you and you won't regret it. Thank you for being my mighty companions. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
For more A Course in Miracles video teachings, our study groups, podcasts, self-study courses, articles, and personal A Course in Miracles coaching, access our website at miraclesone.org.